Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Graham Ledger, and this is a special edition of the Ledger Report.
Here's another win for the American people. In addition to cutting the deficit by $350 billion last year, my first year in office, and cutting it $1.7 trillion this year, this fiscal year, we're going to cut the deficit, point out, by another $300 billion with the Inflation Reduction Act over the next decade. We're cutting deficits to fight inflation by having the wealthy and big corporations finally begin to pay part of their fair share. Big corporations will now pay a minimum of 15% tax instead of us 55 of them got away with paying $0 in federal income tax on $40 billion in profit. And I'm keeping my campaign commitment. No one, let me emphasize, no one earning less than $400,000 a year will pay a penny more in federal taxes. Folks.
Stop the tapes. Of course, he's lying. And we know this because of the number of IRS agents that are going to be hired. I'll get into that in just a moment. The bottom line is, Joe Biden, you're lying through your teeth. And these numbers that he says that we're reducing the deficit, and then he says under his breath over a decade, these are, you can't project out over a decade. You can't hold a future Congress or a future president to this budget today. And of course, he won't hold to it even next year. Cutting the deficit, he's lying to the American people. Why? It's very simple. He can say, well, you know, the budget could be $4 trillion, but we're only going to spend $3.8 trillion. Therefore, we've saved $200 billion, right? This is like if I went car shopping and I wanted to buy a used Ferrari for $100,000 and I said, no, instead I'm going to buy an old Chevy for $20,000. Oh, I saved $80,000. No, I didn't save $80,000. I spent $20,000. There's no savings whatsoever. This is the bookmaking magic of Washington, D.C., and frankly, it's insulting and disgusting. So this Inflation Reduction Act, so-called, is a joke. And of course, anytime they give a bill a title or a piece of legislation a title like this, 90% of the time it's the opposite of what it says it is. The deficit, just to remind people, is the short-term debt. If the deficit was really going down, Joe Biden, why is the debt clock spinning up? It's now at $30.6 trillion, heading toward $31 trillion, probably hit there very, very soon. Joe Biden has spent $3.5 trillion so far. $3.5 trillion. The problem is, as of 2020, the income, the revenue to government is $3.4 trillion. So you can see that he is overspending what is probably going to be the revenue stream into the federal government. So it's all crap. Now, as far as the corporate taxes are concerned, I've said this before, I'll say it again, just a little tutorial on this. There is no such thing as a corporate tax. Why, Graham? I'll tell you why. Because if you're a corporation, you're McDonald's, and all of a sudden your taxes are doubling, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're going to pay your employees less? Doubtful. You're going to charge more for the Big Mac. And so when corporate taxes go up, that means that you and I are paying higher taxes. So that's one half of the lie that Joe Biden is talking about, not raising taxes on anyone making less than $400,000 a year. Anybody buying a Big Mac is going to pay more because they're going to be paying the taxes through a higher cost of goods and services. It's simple economics that unfortunately, apparently, a majority or at least a plurality of Americans don't understand. I don't even know if Joe Biden understands it. I do know that he's lying through his teeth, and he knows he is. The other half of this is, in this so-called Inflation Reduction Act, is the money to hire about 87,000 new IRS agents. Who are those IRS agents going to focus on? The millionaires and billionaires? Well, there aren't enough millionaires and billionaires to audit, to keep those 87,000 new IRS agents busy. So of course, they're going to go after the people making less than $400,000. You talk about a tax increase? Have you ever been probed by the IRS? I have. Not only is it a time drain, but it's a financial drain because your time is money. And most of the time, you can't reason with them. And so you say, well, okay, what do I do here? Well, I'm just going to write a check, make them go away. There's your tax increase. And these agents are going to go after people not making a lot of money. There's only one way to end this insanity and also drain the swamp. There are multiple ways we can drain the swamp, but this is one surefire way. Repeal the 16th Amendment. What's the 16th Amendment, Graham? Well, let me remind you. It was enacted in 1913. The United States Constitution in its original form did not allow an income tax. It did not allow a direct tax without some parameters, and that is a measurement of the population and making sure that the tax was going to be equal, basically. But then the 16th Amendment changed everything, and it gave the Congress, unfortunately, license to kill people's incomes. I'm one of these nutcase people who believes that the income tax is immoral, and that's why it should be repealed. It's immoral in my mind because you live on this earth a finite amount of time, and you choose to go to work in the coal mine or fly an airplane or broadcast in front of a television. You are choosing to use X amount of your time on earth to make your money a certain way. Therefore, that money is a part of you. That money is a part of your life, and it's being taken away. They're not asking, they're taking. Much different than a consumption tax. A consumption tax, aka a sales tax, you are in the affirmative. You are going to buy that yacht or that car, and you are paying the tax along with it. Income tax is immoral. It must be repealed. But if you want to drain the swamp, imagine if all of a sudden we pulled the rug out from Washington, D.C., and 70% of their money dried up. I'm just guessing what it would be if you remove the... I don't remember exactly what the ratio is of income tax. It may be less than that, somewhere between 50% and 70%, say. All of a sudden, 50% of their revenue went away. What are they going to do? What are they going to do at the Department of Education? What are they going to do at the EPA? What are they going to do at the FBI or the DOJ? What are they going to do? All of a sudden, their budgets are, whoop, the HHS, which now is the largest chunk of the budget at about $1 trillion a year. Did you know that? $1 trillion a year at HHS, that's more than the Defense Department gets. And by the way, this money for the 87,000 agents is more than the State Department, the Pentagon, the Border Patrol, and the FBI combined. Think about that. Those are 87,000 people, more than all of those four agencies combined. You have a problem with that? I do. Repeal the 16th Amendment. Drain the swamp and also end this nightmare we call the IRS. I'm Graham Ledger.